David Italiander, I think you have something.
Hi, David Italiander, 17 Shoreside Lane, Searsport. My background is commercial. I'm very familiar with margins, spreads. My question is a commercial one. How long will DCP lose $120 million a year importing propane? Because you said you're going to build your terminal and operate it, knowing that you're down a dollar a gallon right now, knowing that most analysts in this country believe that because of hydrofracking, natural gas will be in tremendous supply, as will LPG, for years, if not decades to come. No one expects, no one that I know of, no professional expects a premium for a North American propane in the foreseeable future. So you will have, and at your volumes, at your state, a dollar a gallon is $120 to $130 million a year. On the other hand, a dollar a gallon, $264 a ton, freight to Europe is about $50 or $60 a ton, you would make $30 to $60 million by exporting. Are we really to believe that you're going to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in losses to have a terminal that might, in 10 or 15 years when the market turns around, make money? I mean, that's really what you're asking us to believe. Is that really your contention?
So the propane market, it fluctuates quite significantly. This project will not be up in service probably for 2 years due to construction time. We're very familiar with the New England market and the pricing, and we're very familiar with the international pricing. We believe there is a market for propane here and is supportive of the project, and that is why we have brought it forward. We are not building this project to lose money. That is not our intention.
When was the last time you did a full case study, when you looked at margins from top to bottom and your analysis and defended the project from a business standpoint? I realize that people want to build it. That's their project. People are assigned to build it. But the business people, when was the last time they actually defended the business case that is underlying this project?
So we've reviewed this project internally multiple times this year, last year, and the previous year. Again, this is a project that we've been considering since 2007, and are very familiar with the market and the market conditions, and we understand where the spot market is today. And again, it is our contention that we are building this project to lose money.
One final question. You say it's a very volatile market. When was the last time the spread relationship between import and domestic changed by a dollar? Which is the spread we're seeing. We've seen tremendous spreads. We haven't seen these kind of spread moves in decades, if ever.
It has been a very large move. A lot of that has been predicated by what's happened with crude oil and Brent crude versus West Texas Intermediate crude in the U.S. So it has been a dramatic move over the past 24 months, no question about it.
And is your contention then that it's driven primarily by oil and not wet gas production and the increase in wet gas and the increase in propane as a result? So are you
all of those are factors. The international crude market's a factor for international energy prices, as well as domestic supply and demand.
So all those factors point to premiums for overseas, both oil and gas, compared to the U.S. Also, all the predictions are that we, the U.S., will be producing more oil than Saudi Arabia by 2020. So all the predictions are for continued downward pressure in the U.S. and higher upward pressure. So the spreads are going against you and are predicted to go against you for decades. How does that work?
I think if you look back, we as an industry haven't done well in predictions. The market changes quite rapidly.
I'm going to recess this meeting until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, same time, same place, and don't make a lot of plans.